This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning, October the 19th, radio broadcast of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear our radio show anywhere else, you can go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we are streaming on there right now. And joining us to start this hour out, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's the one and only Ron Edwards. All righty. They're there. They're there. They've had their Wheaties. They've had their oils. They've had something. And now they're leaving. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Rahm, the sky is falling. MSNBC's Chuck Todd pounced on Joe Biden on the Sunday show, finally daring to tell the truth about President Biden. What the heck?
Well, it's finally kind of shocking, but he pointed out a few of the missteps by this administration. And by the way, he's been kind of attacked for doing that, for daring to tell some truth about the Biden administration, mm-hmm. which I find ironic, because if you're a journalist, if you're a whatever, news anchor, you're supposed to tell the truth. Isn't that correct?
Yep.
So anyway, critics seized on one of his tweets about Biden, in fact, calling him a failure, not because he lacked control. Another quipped that they would head to the beach to consider Biden's catastrophic week. That was, of course, reference to Biden's hightailing to the beach house. Remember when you went to Delaware?
I do.
Right before the Pentagon announced that they had goofed mm-hmm. and killed an innocent family. And when they had lied and called him, you know, said that they took out the terrorists. These kinds of missteps by the Biden administration, it needs to be pointed out. I mean, that's the job. So,
yeah,
there it is.
All right. Well, very good. Now, moving along, Terry McAuliffe, running for governor in Virginia. did it again, only this time he actually posted pictures of himself campaigning from the pulpit in churches on Sunday, a clear violation of the Johnson Act and possibly even the Hatch Act.
Well, what people don't know, a lot of people may not know this, but Democrats have been campaigning in churches for years. I've seen it in Michigan, and I've seen it in other cities where I've gone, and that's a standard course. Those ministers who always let the Democrats in, they're lockstep with the Democrat Party, pro-abortion, pro-everything evil. They're just churches in name only, and they allow this to happen all the time. It's a standard occurrences in many churches.
Well, if they get caught, and if somebody wants to prosecute them, but if somebody wants to go after them, then they can lose their tax-exempt status because they are no longer a church.
Well, they could, but most people don't because they're in Democrat strongholds, and like I said, this has been going on for decades.
Mm-hmm. Now, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has stunned critics by claiming, and when he said this, I couldn't believe he said it. This is really dumb. He says, well, the supply chain failure is as a result of President Biden's successes.
Yeah, I almost fell over. I almost collapsed over when I saw that, when he said that. That is an insult to the American people because the Democrats are so cocky and so confident. He really thought that the Americans would fall for that. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the supply chain crisis has affected Americans of all stripes. All of us has been affected directly or indirectly. And for him to say such a thing shows just how cocky they are and how stupid they think the American people are. But in a sense, I can't blame him because the Americans keep voting for people like him over and over again. So it's going to continue until we make changes.
Now, Jen Psaki was grilled on the Chinese hypersonic nuclear missile reports, and she acted like as if it was no big deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, kind of scary when you think about it. It wasn't that the missile itself went around the world. It was carried.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get back.
Hold that thought. Yeah. Okay, folks, when we come back, we'll finish the discussion there. But we're going to talk extensively about how do the conservatives fight the radical left. We got some ideas. We're going to throw them by you here. How do the conservatives fight the radical left? We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For months, I have been exhorting my fellow Americans to stand up and push back against the Biden regime unconstitutional darkness. And I am glad to say that there are those willing to step up and fight, are not only setting a fine example, but are proving that we can win. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, recently several athletes at Western Michigan University were told they must take the jab. And if they refused, they would no longer be allowed on university sports teams. The Western Michigan University hierarchy also stated that even if they had religious exemptions, that would not help their case to participate in athletic activities without the jab. The students fought back in court and won. The Sixth Circuit's Court of Appeals judge stated that the Western Michigan University does not have the right to force anyone to choose between playing sports and their religious faith. I believe that if we the people throughout the Republic stand and fight for our victories, we will see victory overall, and the cause of freedom shall not fall by the wayside. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and don't forget TheRonEdwards.com, because when you go over there, you're going to see the Constitutional Ground Coffee. Logo over there, and I'll get into that in a minute. But need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And you know, I was up at Moss Nissan on Saturday, and we had a great turnout there because we had our folks that came from all around the area to enjoy a nice cookout, and we did a tailgate party there with the Gators and LSU. Of course, the Gators lost, but you got to remember, we can't win them all, right? So Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And let's not forget, it starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including those free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're up there, how about checking out the Rogue? The Rogue, yep, the Rogue. Check it out and find out what it's all about. Because those cars, I'm telling you, I took a test drive in one of them, and they're just unbelievably, it's like driving a Cadillac. That's the only way I can describe it. But Nissan locations, of course, you'll find them in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan at Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, Moss is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military first responders and church pastors, too, all get great care, taking care of you. So that's Moss Nissan. Check them out online, and you'll find out more. All righty. Now, back to Mr. Ron Edwards. And Mr. Ron Edwards, I got to ask you a question. If I wanted to have a cup of coffee, which I'm about to sip here, because this is my cold coffee that I've got. Let's see here. That's my iced coffee. Now, I choose to take the coffee from conservative grounds because, you know, it tastes good cold, tastes good hot. And I choose to take that coffee and make it into iced coffee. But all you got to do is go to your website, theronedwards.com, take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's there, and you use the promo code RE20, that's RE20, and you receive a 20% discount on your coffee. Because remember, Constitutional Grounds is what?
The coffee you want in your cup.
And I got the cup. I got a big cup, as a matter of fact. This is a big cup, so I'm using a lot of coffee. All right, we'll get back to talking here, but let's take a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mark in Largo.
Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I'm glad that Denise brought up Colin Powell's career.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Vietnam. Where exactly was he in Vietnam?
He was stationed twice. He was with the 82nd Airborne the first time, and the second time he was with the 101st Airborne, and he was in the Central Highlands. He was a company commander the first time. He was a brigade commander the second time.
Okay. I'm thinking when he was a young man, he probably was a Democrat, right?
Don't know. I don't know was anything about his youth being brought up. I do know he had a very rough childhood. He was born up in the inner city, New York.
Okay, I'll cut him slack, but we know Westmoreland's burning in hell.
I guess he hung up. Okay, I don't know what that was all about, but
me neither.
Yeah, Westmoreland. You know, I don't. I don't find any fault with people that served in the military. Maybe they did some things along the way, but you know, Westmoreland's just like somebody else. He was there with Nixon, and Creighton Abrams was the one that was the big mess over there. What he did. But anyway, let's get back to what we're talking about.
Okay,
we're talking about what we need to do to fight the radical left. And
lots of things.
Yeah, go ahead. You start it out because you've got a couple of great ideas.
Well, number one, and we talked about this off air, is the boycott, which provides economic support to companies that promote conservative values, and that's very good. Also, we need to protest. We need to, I believe, protest bigly to influence corporations. For instance, the movie companies,
they're
I understand that they're partially owned, in some cases wholly owned by the Chinese.
Correct.
Hollywood is owned big time. So by just complaining, that's not going to change the direction Hollywood has gone with China. But the thing is, we don't need to go to those movies. We no longer need to give them our money. We don't need to continue to take our children to these movies to be influenced by Hollywood, which is the bought and paid for by China, something like a Joe Biden. We just have to back this off, and we have to do a better job of fighting back. For instance, take Congress, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
What happens every time there's a big issue, and for instance, Deputy Drupalong, Mitch McConnell, at first he stands and says, well, we're not going to go along with that. But every time, almost in every big issue, what happens?
Well,
the Republicans, they're not conservatives, the Republicans compromise. They're mm-hmm. the ones that are compromising all the time because why? They're afraid, they're scaredy cats, that the media will attack them and the American people will go along with the media, with what the media is saying. Well, the conservatives, we have to say, screw that and push back anyway because it's about principle.
Right.
And remember back probably when you were a young guy, it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The leftist pigs were in a minority. But what did they do, Captain? They continued to fight. They continued to push. They didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight back and not care about these punks in the media or wherever attacking us. We are standing on what are the right principles, and we have to be willing to sacrifice whatever because our country is at stake, literally.
Mm-hmm.
The life and death of our country is at stake, and based upon how we are willing to fight or how much we're willing to fight in whatever manner we have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't fight, my friend, we're done.
I want to get this in. I want to get this in there because we talked about this. We need to have a boycott. That's a boycott. And what I'm talking about is we need to go out and start promoting the conservative-owned companies that support our values and our principles and buy from them and quit buying from companies that have gone woke. For example, Walmart was mentioned by Denise a little while ago that Walmart she will no longer go to because they've gone woke. Well, I don't need to have Walmart, do you?
No, I haven't been to Walmart for years anyway,
mm-hmm.
so I wouldn't be missing it. But and she's correct. And you vote with your money and your feet. But
and
we also have to make our voices heard. Yep. We've got to scare people a little
and
bit.
And we got about 30 seconds, so I want to get this in there real quick so you can make a comment. We need to get involved in local politics. We think nationally, we act locally. We start locally, get into the school boards, get into the town councils, the city councils, and the county legislatures, and then go from there.
Yeah, and that's where you learn to fight because it's up close and personal in the local arena. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it with the parents getting involved with pushing back against the school boards and the like.
Well, my friend, there comes the music. I got to go, and we got a really big-time guest coming up next. So you take care, and I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Coming up, folks, Senator Jim DeMint. Yep. Senator Jim DeMint will be on the air with us from the Conservative Partnership Institute. Written a new book, brand new book, called Satan's Dare. You're going to want to hear this one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Families and survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, reached a $25 million settlement in their lawsuit against Broward County School District Monday. The settlement comes after the school district won a state Supreme Court ruling that could have capped the total damages at $300,000 without approval from the legislature. North Korea military fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Tuesday. Pyongyang's latest missile launch happened hours after U.S. officials emphasized their commitment to restart negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue admissions process based on skin color. A federal judge ruled on Monday. The nonprofit Students for Fair Admissions vowed to appeal the judge's ruling. The Bills and Titans Monday Night Football had Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Announcer Lady. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I've been taking their product for over 6 years right now, and simply put, it works for me, or I would not be telling you about it. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps me with the problems that I've had from the injuries that I received those 20 years ago at the World Trade Center. And the fact of the matter is that it not only takes care of the inflammation, the swelling, but the pain that comes along with the problem that I have that just seems to go right up my leg and into my hip and sometimes into my back. And with the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain and goes right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product with product in it that you need to have anyway. It's stuff that your body needs to have. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for $19.95. You try the 3-week quick start, and you'll know whether or not it works for you. Tens of thousands of people have been helped by this. Relieffactor.com/captain. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, I had the pleasure of introducing a former senator from the great state of South Carolina, Mr. Jim DeMint. And good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, you are part of a group called the Conservative Partnership Institute. First of all, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I figured out after being in the House and the Senate myself and working at a think tank that there's a reason why something happens to good people when they come to Washington. We don't take care of them. And what I did about 5 years ago is we started a group to support conservatives in the House and the Senate. We help them get good staff. We train their staff so they know how the place works. We give them a place to meet right across from the Capitol. And so the conservatives from the House and the Senate are always meeting in our place. We have a studio where they can do their media interviews. And so our job now is just to support the folks trying to do the right thing, because heaven knows, there's never been a time where we need the people fighting for those basic American principles.
Well, let me give you a suggestion, because I helped this young man get elected to the state house here in Florida, then the state senate. Now he's a congressman. You know who he is, I do believe. Greg Stube.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fine young man, a veteran from combat in Iraq, and was a JAG officer to boot. And, I mean, this young man, I support him 110%. He's somebody that's on the move.
Well, I'm sure he's been in our place. I'll have to check on it, But our job is to help folks like that when they're trying mm-hmm. to do the right thing, because mm-hmm. everything in Washington pushes in the wrong direction, and too many good people decide just to become part of the swamp.
And that leads us to the book that you've written called Satan's Dare, which, don't let the title fool you, it actually is about politics, isn't it? It's a story, but it's about two young men and how they develop a friendship and away they go.
It's interesting. It's not directly about politics at all, but it may be the biggest implication to politics, because what they're debating in there is why people have to go through suffering and tragedy. They ask mm-hmm. a lot of questions about whether the Bible is true. They bring in a lot of debates that science, and it turns out science proves the Bible is true. And the reason that's relevant to politics is this whole country was founded on Judeo-Christian ideas.
Yes, sir.
Right out of the Bible. And if you don't believe it's true, and we've thrown it out of schools and public debate, we kind of lose our foundation as a country. And people wonder why no one tells the truth anymore up here. I mean, truth is something that begins with knowing God, knowing His Word. And while, again, this is a novel, and it's a great story, it's a love story in a lot of ways, and I think every reader will find themselves in the characters and the circumstances, it has very big implications to the country, because if we don't think we were created by God, we're going to behave in a way that you see people behaving now in Washington and across our country.
Well, we say the pledge at the top of the hour, and we emphasize those two words, under God, because of the fact that our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. We get that, and we remind everybody of that. But the thing of it is these domestic terrorists in these school board meetings now, okay? That's a horse of another color. Now, they're barking up the wrong tree, because the hornet's nest has been stirred up by this administration and their ridiculousness with not only picking on religion, but now picking on school and trying to transform America. I mean, it's just one thing after another.
Well, it is, and I think one of the best things that's happened in our country is to see parents get more engaged with the education of their children, because mm-hmm. the schools now not only are not teaching whether there's a God or not, but they're teaching them a lot of things that will mess up their minds and their lives. And parents found that out during COVID when more kids brought their books home and they were hearing teachers online. And I'm glad they're pushing back, because we won't have this country unless people fight for the freedoms and the ideals. And again, that's why, for me, the most important book I've ever written was Satan's Dare, and it's a novel, mm-hmm. but as Josh McDowell says, it has more truth in it than about any book you'll ever read.
Well, I agree with you, because I took a look at the highlights of what they sent me, what your publicist sent me, and I was looking at the storyline and how this applied to your political background, and you could see there were some similarities. You had to do a little dabbling. You could see it was there. But the thing of it is and you're right, we need more religion in politics.
Yeah, we just need to have confidence in what we believe, but we don't need to be pushing our religion through government, but we need to be free
yep.
to practice our faith and to have our beliefs and send our kids to schools that share our beliefs. And that's why school choice is so important today. But this is a time like I've never seen in my 20 years here in D.C., and what Biden has done in less than a year, I shouldn't even say Biden because it's the people behind him pulling.
Correct.
It's really anti-American people, and the dividing line, Matt, is coming down between those that love our country and mm-hmm. the principles we were founded on, and those that really hate America and are trying to distort our history and teach people to hate our country.
Mm-hmm. We've got about 90 seconds left here, Senator, and what I want to mention again is the book Satan's Dare. How do we find that?
Well, it's supposed to be in bookstores already, but Amazon has a great page on it with a lot of the endorsements and tells you everything you need to know about it. And it's available in Kindle and in audio. A lot of folks who've read it said it had a real profound impact on their lives. So I hope folks will pick up a copy and read it and get more engaged in what's going on in America.
And I got one coming, and I can't wait to get it. Now, Conservative Partnership Institute, give us a little bit about that.
Well, it's conservativepartnership.org, and we'd love to have people on our email list. We try to keep people informed about what's really going on inside Washington. So we have a little email we send out every week that just gives people a behind-the-scenes look. But we're a nonprofit that's just here to try to save the country.
You'll have me over there in the next few hours because I'm gonna get on your email list.
Well, great. Well, good. Well, Matt, thanks for what you do every day, and I appreciate you keeping your listeners posted. And I do hope a lot of folks will pick up Satan's Dare, and mm-hmm. I think it'll do more to confirm your faith than anything you've ever read.
You betcha, Senator. And it's all about America here on this program. We are all about America first.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
All right. Thank you. And that's Senator Jim DeMint. Used to be a senator, South Carolina, 2005 to 2012. He was a congressman before that. And he was the one that sat there and got everybody during the State of the Union message when Barack Obama was giving the message and said to Obama, he says, "You lie." He hollered it out there. And Nancy Pelosi held him to task for that. But you know something? He told the truth. Obama was lying. He actually was. He told the truth. You can't get in trouble for telling the truth. Senator Jim DeMint, don't forget to check out the book, Satan's Dare. Check it out on Amazon and conservativepartnership.org. He's the Conservative Partnership Institute. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Roots, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, sir, Rudy, and I'll tell you what, that was a great 45 minutes there with Ron Edwards and then with Senator Jim DeMint, and don't forget to check out his conservative Partnership Institute. I just went over there during the break and signed up for his monthly newsletter, so I look forward to getting that. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, don't forget. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now today, Tuesday, October the 19th, I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue at lunchtime. From 11:30 to 1:30, you can stop by and have lunch with the captain. And we have a nice little group that comes over there. And today, of course, is my birthday, and we're going to have a few more friends over there than normal, and that's great. We got plenty of room for them. Tonight, of course, 6:30 to 8:30 at Mugs in the Icott Center on Ulmerton is the Tampa Bay Trump Club. If you want to come over there to be with about 200 like-minded people, that'd be a great place for you to be. Sometimes they have more than that, but usually it's around 200 people we have in the room, so look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you there. And then tomorrow night, from 6 to 8 o'clock, I'll be over with Brandon Rimes at Tampa Bay's Career Fair over at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Now, that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be over 30 businesses that'll be there looking to hire people as soon as possible. I'll be there giving out some free stuff from the radio show. And look forward to seeing as many of you as it can make it out there that are looking for work, because these people are serious, and there's some pretty doggone good paying jobs over there, too, for you to come over and take a look at. So don't forget about that. All righty. And let me go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain Matt, it's Flip over here in Tampa. I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I went back to work, so I won't be able to be there. But appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you being there every day, and hope you have many more.
All right. Thanks very much, my friend. Okay. Right, that's our buddy Flip, and Flip the rollback driver, I guess is what I can call him, because that's what he did was drove a rollback truck. He might be working dispatch, but he was working driving the truck. So, or wait a minute. He was driving the truck, got hurt, and then he went back to dispatch. So I don't know. But whatever he's doing, he's working, so that's okay. And Fred in Fort Lauderdale, thanks for your message. I appreciate it. I know the gentleman that you're referring to, and he likes to blow a lot of smoke. So just think about that for a second and go from there. And again, it's a great day in the neighborhood. And again, the weather, is great. Everything is looking pretty good down here for what's transpiring, today. A little cool, maybe around the edges, 66 degrees right now. Hello, Christine. How are you? Christine down in Sarasota saying good morning. I appreciate you too, and appreciate that. And we got a lot of people that have chimed in today. I'll worry about the who's doing what where. And if you tried to reach me on the telephone, I had an issue with my phone yesterday. I got to get a new phone. I left my phone out Saturday. I left my phone out Saturday in the sun. Forgot all about it. And it got too warm. It got too warm. So there you go. I know all about it. And thanks. Okay. Thanks, Fred. Again, appreciate that. And I appreciate that about the Largo thing there. You might have your friend contact me sometime if he's looking for somebody to occupy those places. I get people that contact me from time to time looking for something. So there you go. Now, I want to mention today you're going to hear a little bit about, but not necessarily a lot about, the Inspector General starting an investigation on Afghanistan and what went wrong there. And this is going to take a while. This is not going to be something that's going to be done in a matter of a few hours or a few days or a few weeks. It's going to take a while. So there you go. And thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate the birthday wishes. Appreciate that. And this Inspector General, this report, when it comes out, I'm not going to say heads are going to roll, but I will say there's going to be a lot more scrutiny paid to what took place here, because we all know that this went totally wrong, totally south. We never leave anybody behind anywhere. We just don't do it. And for them to do it this time around is ridiculous. Ridiculous. We just don't do this kind of stuff. Our military knows this. Our fire department knows this. Our police departments know this. That's why when you saw people hanging around the World Trade Center, say, well, how come those guys are still there? Because we had people that had to be extricated in whatever condition they were in, their bodies, and respectfully buried. That's why we never leave anybody behind. Not now, not then, not ever. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about people that are mad at Joe Biden? That's one of the reasons. They are not going to let him forget that. They are not going to let him forget that. He upset an entire community of people that live by that standard. Never leave anyone behind. And again, it's not just the military. He upset an entire community. And he'll have to live with that the rest of his life. Now, you know, today we talked about the death of Colin Powell. He will be remembered as a tremendous American, whether you like him or not. The last 3 years of his life, he did just about everything that someone can do. A man of color, a minority, had a rough life to begin with. We talked about the sky was falling when MSNBC's Chuck Todd pounced on Joe Biden. He finally told the truth about the Biden administration. We talked about Terry McAuliffe and the fact that he was campaigning from the pulpits in the church, which again is a violation of the Johnson Act. Talked about MSNBC's Joy Reid talking about how the Attorney General Merrick Garland was protecting Trump and his supporters from prosecution. Yeah, sure, right. Talked about Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who claimed the supply chain failure was a result of President Biden's successes. What a moronic statement to make. And then we talked about conservatives and how they can fight the radical left and win. And we spent 3 segments on that. Talked about it with Ron Edwards, talked about it with Kyle Warren. And we got it out there. You got to get involved. Remember, all politics start locally. And oh, by the way, I know you probably don't want to hear this, but oil and gasoline continue to go up. $2.49 a gallon, gasoline coming out of the refinery without the taxes. Diesel, $2.55 a gallon coming out of the refinery. Futures on oil per barrel, $94. Remember, Iran wants $100. I believe they're going to get it. We'll see where that goes. And West Texas crude is up to $82.44. Brent crude went down a little bit. It's $84.33 a barrel. But as long as oil keeps playing the game, as long as the prices are up, everything else is going to be up with it. Okay, Sondi, congratulations. She just joined the conservative website, and that's conservativepartnership.org, conservativepartnership.org. Get over there, sign up for that. That's former Senator Jim DeMint's latest group. Keep you informed on conservative values and issues that are important to the country. I look forward to talking to the senator again. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch signing out. I'll see you for lunch today over at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. Tonight at Mugs, 6:30 to 8:30. God bless America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.